The stuff that comes out of cruise ship smokestacks can cloud the air, leaving a haze over port cities and plumes along their routes. But it's more than unsightly. Sulfur dioxide, ash, and other ingredients contribute to acid rain and smog. They can also cause respiratory problems and even death. That's why the Environmental Protection Agency set new emission standards for most vessels. That includes almost 30 large cruise ships sailing Alaska waters, some of which are getting new pollution control equipment.
One of the ships, which is the Solstice, is being retrofitted right now.
Rich Pruitt is Vice President of Environmental Stewardship for Royal Caribbean International, which will send 5 ships to Alaska this summer. He says about 20 of its vessels, close to half its worldwide fleet, are getting air emission control equipment called scrubbers.
By spraying water into the exhaust stream, the sulfur dioxide and particulate are basically captured in the water spray, and it effectively removes any sulfur dioxide, you know, up to about 98-99%, and a significant portion of the particulate.
He says the rest of the corporation's fleet will eventually get the technology, though it may try some other options. The cruise industry could meet EPA standards and upcoming international rules by switching to low sulfur fuel, which causes far less pollution. Pruitt says that's too expensive, and refineries may not be able to keep up with the demand. That's why the industry is installing scrubbers.
We're looking at this as a way of, you know, ensuring that we'll be able to be compliant regardless of where we operate.
Royal Caribbean is one of several worldwide lines installing scrubber technology. Carnival Corporation, which also owns Princess and Holland America lines, announced its intentions in 2013.
The only other major cruise line that brings ships to Alaska is Norwegian Cruise Lines, and they also have a program to start to install scrubbers on their existing ships.
John Binkley is president of the Alaska chapter of the Cruise Lines International Association. The new federal rules took effect in January, but Binkley says most ships weren't ready.
Each company has negotiated with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, on a schedule and when they're going to bring certain ships into compliance.
Critics say the line should have been ready sooner. Chip Toma campaigned for a tax and pollution control initiative voters approved about 10 years ago.
The cruise lines fought that tooth and nail in the State Department and every chance they get in Washington, D.C. to try to scuttle that treaty.
He's encouraged by the new scrubber technology, but he says the line should also switch to low-sulfur diesel.
I think that the price of fuel, all fuel, is going to keep going down. And it's eventually going to be in everybody's best interest to just burn clean fuel.
Some critics say scrubbers only change air pollution into ocean pollution since the filtered water is disposed of overboard. Pruitt says Royal Caribbean ships, which include the Celebrity line, will treat the water and dispose of the resulting sludge on land. Alaska does not regulate the chemical composition of cruise ship air emissions, but it does measure its density. Ed White of the state's cruise ship monitoring program says scrubbers should improve the situation.
The assumption is that as the amount of sulfur in the fuel decreases, that the opacity would as well. We don't have any requirements for the equipment used or anything like that. So we're not really directly involved with the scrubbers, but once it goes overboard, we'll be monitoring that.
Scrubber technology is expensive. Some lines won't discuss what they're spending, but Carnival has said installation on 70 of its ships would cost about $400 million. That's about $6 million each. Royal Caribbean's Pruitt says despite the cost, the new equipment won't increase fares.
By having the exhaust gas cleaning systems or scrubbers, it will allow us to continue to burn the more affordable fuel. So it's not like we feel like we have to pass that along.
While EPA rules kicked in this year, worldwide standards won't take effect till 2020. They're less stringent, but still a significant reduction. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.